To the east, I invite the Archangel Raphael. Opener of the day, bringer in of the morning, inspire us. Bring the Ruach Elohim, the holy breath, into this place. Keeper of the sword, open the day. Extend your wings above, below, and all around. Guard and protect the quarter of the east. To the south, I invite the Archangel Michael, whose face shines like the sun at noon. Lift up the shining face upon us, that we may see face to face. Keeper of the spear, illuminate us. Point the way. Extend your wings above, below, and all around. Guard and protect the quarter of the south. To the west, I invite the Archangel Gabriel, keeper of the waters, bringer of vision, who has the cauldron cup in your keeping. Pour out the waters upon us, bring us true vision. Cleanse and purify our vehicles, that we may see truly. Extend your wings above, below, and all around. Guard and protect the quarter of the west. To the north, I invite the Archangel Uriel, light of God that shines in darkness, keeper of the stone, keeper of the light within matter. Make visible the mystery of light becoming substance, of substance becoming light. Extend your wings above, below, and all around. Guard and protect the quarter of the north. East and west, north and south, above, below, and center. The temple not built by hands is made. We are held in the four great angels. We are held by the hallows that are the echoes of the cities of the Shi, of Gorias in the east, Phinehas in the south, Murias in the west, Phalias in the north. We sit between. Be aware of your bodies sitting wherever you are sitting. Be aware of the upright nature of your body. Be aware of your front and your back, your left and your right. Be aware of bone and flesh and blood and nerve. Be aware of the body as a community of presences, working together in harmony. Relax into the mysterious aspect of the body, into that aspect of the human form. Feeling our uprightness, our capacity to stand, our capacity to hold and embrace, our capacity to move. Feeling the breath coming and going, feeling the blood pumping around our body, feeling the electrical activities of our nervous system. Feeling the mystery of the universe that is the body. Being the presence in and through the body. Feeling your feet upon the earth, your body extended upwards into space. Noticing the breath coming and going, feeling the beating of the heart, feeling the mystery of the living body, of the nervous system. Feeling the mystery of the organ systems of the body. And the great cooperation, the great weaving which enables the body to sustain itself. Descending more deeply into the body, into the mystery of the cells, into the mystery of boundary and communication, the chemical messages that spread from cell to cell, the mystery of the cell itself, with its nucleus and cytoplasm and cell boundary, constantly in communication, feeling the sacred fire of the nucleus, the DNA that twists upon itself, that creates our unique, irreplaceable form, through which the imperishable fire of life manifests, shapes itself in the spiral dance of the DNA that manifests as the messenger of RNA that transmits from cell to cell in great waves of communication, entering into the mystery of the body, into the mystery of shaping, this continually recreating form of life and death, cells appearing, cells dying, entering into coherence, into the symphony of the body, as we listen to the 400 guitars, feeling the 1,000 instruments that sustain us in the symphony of our own being. And in that place, discovering ourselves to be the living tree of life, rooted in the earth, extending into space, extending our branches, coming into leaf and flower and fruit, arising out of that symphony of cells, feeling our capacity to extend ourselves, our deep will, to grow and produce, to be and to act. And feeling our capacity to hold and contain, feeling at the center of our being, the grail chalice, the cauldron cup, that is the alchemist's vessel that continually transmutes the matter of life. Being the body, being the tree, being the cauldron cup. Being the vehicle of a mystery. Being the living stone. as a monolith standing upright, rooted in the earth, being the flowering stone, being the fruiting stone. As we enter more deeply into the communion with matter, as we enter into the mystery, deeper than the cell, into the atom and the molecule, into the deeper dance between light and substance, being the solid stone that lives, being the prismatic stone that transmits light into color, embracing our true form, moving inwards and downwards, as we enter more deeply into the universe, as we enter into the mystery of the fusion of will and love, as we enter the garden of the Empress, finding ourselves upon a spiral stair that moves downwards, stepping step by step down into the deep, returning to a place of beginning, a place of the manifestation of the dream, moving down and down the spiraling stair, deep into the earth, deep into the nature of being, deep into the nature of the universe. Until we find ourselves before an ancient door, and on the stone lintel of the door is a winged sun with serpents rising either side of the sun. This is the ancient form of Re, the solar god of Egypt, and we look at the door and we realize that the door is sealed and that the seal has not been broken. And as we lay upon our hands upon the door, the seal falls away, and the doors open. There is a great rush of air, a great smell of precious spices. And we find ourselves in an antechamber. Facing another doorway. And on each side of the doorway are carved two great serpents who wear the red and white crown of Egypt. And above the doorway there is a medallion with the head of a Greek man. As we step before the doorway, we lay our hands upon the serpents, who become alive. Their heads turned and look at us. We are challenged, why are you here? What do you seek? And we know that this is the Agatha Daemon, the guardian spirits, the sacred genus loci of ancient Alexandria. And we know in a moment that we are in the lost tomb of Alexander. And in that moment, we are aware of the mystery of Alexandria, the city where the East meets the West, the dream city of the Dark Queen and the Bright King. And we are aware that we are beneath the waters, in the mystery of the dream. We feel the presence of the Agatha Daemons on each side of us, speaking the dream to us, the dream of multiplicity and unity. And from out of the darkness, out of the doorway, a figure comes, a priest who bears the mask of Anubis, but who wears a toga, who holds a light in his hands, and who beckons us inwards. We follow the light and the whiteness of his toga as he leads us inwards and downwards. On either side of us are many images. And he leads us into a chamber. With painted frescoed walls. There are people sitting around this round chamber. And at one end of it, there is a great chair. in which the priest sits, holding the light. Invites us to take our place and shows us the mystery of Alexandria. The place of the great library that has gathered all the wisdom of the world. The place of the lighthouse whose light shines through all the worlds. He speaks of the fusion of opposites, of the mystery of light made flesh, he speaks of the empty tomb and the living body. And invites us into the deep descent, and we follow him into silence, into depth, into the great waters, relaxing our form, giving ourselves to the deep, giving ourselves to the mystery. Entering into the seed of will that is our reason to be. Entering into the divine breath that blows across the waters. Entering into that breath that stirs the place of substance. That brings us to the essence of ourselves. Our deep center, our deep will. And as the breath blows across the waters, we feel, we hear this ancient phrase, Yeh-hi-oh, Yud-Heh-Yud, Aleph-Vav-Resh. There is movement, there is combination. There is the activity of the sacred fire that weaves substance out of light. That holds the imperishable fire. That is the cup. That is the tree. That is the flowering stone. That is the form that arises from the empty tomb. That is our form. And so we find ourselves rising upwards. From the deep place. Moving from being to becoming. Taking shape and form as the living grail, as the flowering stone. As the living tree. As the opener of the day. Rising up into this place, into this shape, feeling the above and the below, the back and the front, the left and the right, taking your shape that is only yours in all the worlds, taking your particular expression. As the flowering stone, as the living tree, as the cauldron cup, as the breath of newness, as the wielder of the living sword of light. As the child of Gorias and Phineas, Murias, Phalias, take your place now.